I think today's Am I Wrong maybe got more texters than anyone in history. We couldn't even get to all of them, but holy cow.
And it was one of those ones where I heard it, I was like, there's no one going to be on our side. The people were on our side.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So we had that. We also had the big Wii Fest announcement.
We did. We cracked 1,000 on the Trash Flash.
Jordan also named a football player.
That was amazing, right?
It was something.
Either way, you'll hear it all right now, and it's all in the podcast.
Kelly and Wood.
Am I Wrong is when someone is struggling with something in their life, so they call us up and you get to tell them if they're wrong or not. That is why we have Amanda on the phone with us this morning. Amanda, what's going on? Why are you on Am I Wrong today?
Well, I'm getting married next weekend.
Congrats.
So, thank you. I'm really excited. It's been a really long time in the, you know, we had to move our wedding a few times.
Ooh.
And it just, yeah. Well, there was that whole, like, pandemic thing that happened. Remember?
I remember something about that.
I heard a thing or two.
I read about it in the news.
Yeah. So we had to move it, and it was like, so it's finally my day, and I'm really excited. But my maid of honor, she was in a car accident a week ago, and she's fine. She's totally fine.
Oh,
so, but she's wearing this neck brace, this giant neck brace, and I'm like, can't you just take it off? Or what? I don't want her to be in my pictures with a neck brace. I'm like, can I kick her out of the pictures? But she's my maid of honor, and I love her, but still, like, I don't want all of my, like, every picture is going to be about the neck brace and not about me. And I'm like, I've waited so long for this day, and it's like, so what am I supposed to do? And am I in the wrong for, like, wanting her to, like, you know, let me be the bride? Like, what's up with the neck brace?
It's just awkward.
It's a distraction. I don't know. I'm just really upset. And it's just like every vision I had for this wedding, none of it's coming true.
How bad is the neck brace? Is it like one of those foam ones? Or are we talking like screws in the forehead? Like how bad is it?
No, it's foam. It's like this foam. You can take it off.
Okay.
She's not supposed to take it off, but she's, you know, but like she could. Especially like next weekend, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Well, have the doctors told her, hey, don't take this off? Because they might know a little bit more than you do.
I don't think people are wearing it as a fashion accessory, so yeah, I'd assume the doctors are telling her.
I don't know. Even though, like, I'm trying to think, like, my sister was like, oh, we'll cover it up with a pashmina. And I'm like, oh my God, so then she's going to have a giant pashmina around her, like, I don't know.
Yeah. If I knew what that was, I could probably help more, but...
I mean, they take it off for baths and showers and stuff.
Yeah, they do.
But you're not dancing and...
Right. Well, how long have you been friends? Because this is your maid of honor. Like, how long have you guys been friends?
Since freshman year of college.
Okay. How old are you now?
I'm 27.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's a long friendship.
Yeah. Now, have you brought this up, or are you too scared to bring it up?
Well, everyone has floated it by. Everyone's like, you know, you should probably think about this and before you bring it up. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So that's why I'm talking to you guys. And I just sort of want to, I don't know, ask people what they think, because it's like, I don't want to ruin everything and ruin the vibe by like talking to her and saying something bad. But also, like, I just want nice pictures.
Do you think anybody, honestly, I've DJed hundreds and hundreds of weddings. Do you think people will really care that much?
I will care. Nobody else will care, but I will care because it'll be my memories. Like, the pictures of people's weddings are on your walls forever. You're always looking at your wedding album, everything. And I'm like, I get it. She can't, like, dance or whatever, but, like, can't we just have, like, all the girls, like, we're all going to be together, and I'm just, like, oh, it's going to be all about her neck brace. And they'll be like, oh, my God, do you remember that time that Sarah was in a car accident? And it's like, yeah, of course I remember it because I have a record of it on my wall.
Jeez. Okay.
I mean, and here's the thing about it is she may be really self-confident or confident, you know.
Conscious?
Yeah, of it as well. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is, Amanda, this is exactly what Am I Wrong was built for.
I feel like I know where it's going
to
go. But
I do too. But maybe it'll help for Amanda to hear it from listeners and other people out there listening who have maybe even been through the same sort of thing. So what we're going to do, Amanda, is we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear all the calls and all the texts that are coming in, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And we'll find out, are you wrong for not wanting your friend in your wedding photos because she has a neck brace on?
From a car wreck.
And it's literally holding her head up and keeping her from being paralyzed.
All right, now you're adding stuff. Don't do that.
I'm kidding. All right. Hold on, okay, Amanda?
Yeah, okay.
We got a lot of calls and texts coming in already. You think that she's wrong for this?
Yeah, because you can't, that's an injury. You can't expect someone to take that off for a picture unless the girl's not going to move and just take it off for 3 seconds, take the picture and put it right back on.
Yeah. And a lot of damage can be done in those 3 seconds.
That can be. If she's a good friend, she would just let her. You know, photographers can do a lot of stuff with pictures.
Now, you can know, I ask you, when's the last, are you married?
I am.
When is the last time you looked at your wedding pictures?
Actually, probably a month ago, because I was going through some old forms, pictures in the basement.
Okay.
Right. So pretty recently. But
yeah, and I've been married 33 years.
Okay. I was going to say, me and my wife have been married 14 years. I don't think we've ever looked at our... Well, I hated our wedding pictures anyway. Like, they were terrible quality.
I don't even know where they're at.
I think our wedding video got deleted by accident, too. So, lots of good memories there.
Lots of good memories. Deleted all, right?
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the call. All right, 320-656-9453. Is Amanda wrong for not wanting her maid of honor to wear her neck brace in her wedding photo?
My favorite morning show.
Morning show.
It's Kelly and Wood.
Kelly and Wood in the morning.
Amanda doesn't want her maid of honor in her wedding photos because her maid of honor has a neck brace on from a car wreck that she was in. So she just wants to know, is she wrong for not wanting her in her wedding photos? And we're taking your calls and texts at 320-656-9453. What's up? Do you think she's right, wrong? What do you think?
I don't think she's wrong. I think this is her day, and that her maid of honor should step down and let someone else fill in or take the neck brace off.
Really?
Okay.
I'm surprised. Yeah. You don't think she's overreacting, huh?
No, not at all. A situation happened with my best friend years ago that the gal got pregnant and she was going to be really large at the time of the wedding. She backed down and someone else stepped in because she didn't want to wreck the wedding for her friend. And wow. So I don't think this is wrong for her at all.
I am surprised.
It's her day. She can take the neck brace off for her pictures and then put it back on in between.
All right. Well, hey, this is what Am I Wrong is all about.
Wrong at all? Yep.
We appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Dang, kicked out of a wedding for being pregnant.
Well, hey, not alone. It's interesting because some of the texts here, how about this one? I got married 10 years ago. My sister was pregnant, and the only photo she was in were the family photos inside the church. Otherwise, she was not in any of the other photos when we went offsite. That was because she didn't want to walk very much.
Okay. So it wasn't like a cold-blooded thing like this one, like, hey, you're going to be too fat by the time of the wedding. You can't be in any of the photos.
And this texture did follow it up with, well, we're divorced now, so it doesn't even matter anyway. So,
all right. Maybe it was a bad luck charm.
How about this one from a photographer?
Okay.
I am a photographer, and I don't know, personally, I would find it super distracting if the maid of honor was wearing a neck brace. So
that's from a professional.
Kind of coming out there and saying that. Other people saying, look, absolutely not a problem. Nikki texted in, no, wow. She is so wrong. Why don't you care for your friend? The photographer can maybe fix other things like that, you know, with angles.
A lot of people are saying that, too, like even Photoshop, probably. Mm-hmm. That seems like that'd be easy to Photoshop out, doesn't it?
I would hope. Other texters, how about this one? It's a little wrong if you know, it's not a real big deal at the end of the day. Other people calling her Bridezilla.
Oh, that's a little too far now.
Is it?
I don't know. I've dealt with some real bridezillas in my day, and this doesn't feel like one.
Other people saying, why is she wearing the neck brace? Is it from whiplash? Is it overextended? I don't know. I'm not a doctor by any means.
Right.
How about this one? Have her decorate the neck brace.
Draw more attention to it.
Have everyone sign the neck brace or cover it up with memories of the couple or friendship. That's pretty unique. That actually is pretty neat.
Then like, but in photos, it would look like it was just dirty or something then. Or if you bedazzle it, then it's going to be like catching the flash and... Then all your attention will be drawn to it.
Hey, Liberace, give me a break over there. And how about this text? I like this one from Miss H. If you throw a good enough party, no one's going to remember the neck brace anyway.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, we got more calls and texts coming in. We'll take a few, and then we'll come back and give Amanda her judgment. What do you think? Is she wrong?
I think that's so not right. I mean, I had a similar sort of experience when I got married. One of my bridesmaids, one of my best friends, she had a fully broken leg and she was in a wheelchair. And so in all of my photos, she got out of the wheelchair and we had her in a regular chair.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird that she's the only person sitting. But I mean, it's part of the memory of that time. I mean, I get I get it. She's got a neck brace on, but like, I don't know, to fully like erase one of your closest, nearest and dearest because they have a brace on. I don't know. I think you make it work.
To be fair, in our caller's defense though, when people see those pictures, does anyone ever go, hey, what's up with this chick sitting down in the chair?
You know, sometimes, but it's like not the end of the world to me. Okay. Like, so what? You know, if you know, like, yeah, I've been asked before.
Okay. And that's fair. You know, that it's a huge deal, but.
You know what's crazy, too, is like leading up to the wedding, you're so afraid of any tiny little hiccup happening on your day. But after the wedding, the hiccups totally are the best memories of your wedding. Sorry, what? I got a little sentimental there.
I agree with that.
All right. Thanks for the call. 320-656-9453. We'll take a few more calls, a few more texts. We'll come back and give Amanda her judgment. Is she wrong for not wanting her bridesmaid to wear her neck brace in her wedding photos?
Kelly and Wood.
Amanda is on Am I Wrong today, and she wants to know, is she wrong for not wanting her maid of honor to be in her wedding photos because her maid of honor is wearing a neck brace from a car accident she was in right now? And a lot of calls and texts are coming in. A lot of people saying that she's being way too uptight. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. She's still part of her life. I say keep her in the photos regardless.
Yeah.
Even if it's taken away from the bride, you know, the main focus. Because everyone's going to see somebody in a neck brace and be like, hey, what happened there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, they're just pictures from the day. I can tell you I have a few wedding pictures hung up around my house, and I don't think our kids would even think twice about asking about it, just knowing, oh, that's my aunt, or that's, you know, your best friend kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It is truly just a snapshot of what was going on at that moment in everyone's life, you know?
Yep. I completely agree.
Thank you so much for the call. It's like when I got married, you know, obviously we had a daughter together already. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what, are you going to put your daughter in your wedding photos? Like, how are you going to explain that later? I'm going to explain that, hey, you know what? Mom and Dad got a little fast and loose before we got married. Sorry about that. But welcome to the world.
Okay.
I wouldn't explain it quite that vulgarly, but.
I must say, we're still on air.
Would you like to hit a few texts? Or?
Let's jump into some of these texts. How about this? Kim, you're a real one. I went through something very similar to this. I broke my foot and ankle before my friend's wedding. I was able to get out of my cast the day before the wedding, but I was put into one of the bulky walking boots.
Oh.
I could barely walk, but she had me take it off for pictures since we were in short dresses. Took it off for pictures per her request and had to walk down the aisle without it.
Oh, gosh.
I was in so much pain afterwards, but she was happy and that's all I cared about. I'm not going to lie to you, Kim.
Jeez.
You may be the greatest friend of all time.
That's a good friend.
There's no freaking way. Other people are texting in saying, yeah, this you do not deserve having a good friend that. How about this one? I had the stomach flu on my wedding day and it's just a funny memory.
Yep, exactly.
Is it? That may be a little bit.
Well, should we give her judgment?
I think so.
All right, Amanda, you heard all the calls. You heard all the texts. Not a lot of people on your side on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured.
But, I mean, that's the thing. You said you ran this by people, and they're like, I don't know. I mean, you kind of knew which way this was going to go.
Yeah, I know. And nobody wants to give me, like, a bad answer, right? Because I'm the bride, and everybody knows, like, it's stressful for me. But at the same time, I just wanted somebody to agree with me. And I'm thinking now, like, okay, well, if she's in the pictures, then, you know, like, I could do, like, Photoshop or whatever and...
Yeah, that's like one of the callers, you know, had that. I thought that was a good point. Another caller mentioned, what about if she could just maybe take it off for the pictures and then put it back on? Because, like, you know, you got to take it off for showers and stuff.
Yeah.
Her head won't fall off, you know.
Well, we don't know how bad the accident was.
That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know if she's going to, I don't know. Like, is she going to plant her flag in the, I'm going to wear my neck brace thing for, like,
and I think, yeah, and a couple callers and texters kind of hinted around that a little bit as well. I think how you ask this will really go a long way of just saying, like, hey, if you come out and say, I don't want you wearing the neck brace, then yeah, I think you're headed towards some sort of argument. But I think if you come out and it kind of explains, say, just a heads up, I don't know, maybe you were thinking, do you want to maybe take that off during pictures? That way we can have, and then almost say, like, we have these pictures, you know, of us forever. Because, you know, I want to take a couple of just you and I and, you know, kind of play it up that way and kind of put it on her of, oh, I don't want that either. Because I'm guaranteeing you, she wants to forget the neck brace too, you know?
I guess, yeah.
I always liken it to the fact that I had braces in my senior pictures, right? And I was so embarrassed of it at the time. But then I'm like, that's who I was in that moment. I was a doofus with braces. Mm-hmm. And now I have those photos. So if you have this photo, it'll be like, that's where we were at the time. She had been in a car wreck.
Yes, but I'm getting married, and I'm not a doofus with braces right now.
Okay. My bad.
I tell you, Amanda knows what she wants.
Yeah. Amanda, well, you got a hard conversation. Actually, I don't even think it'll be that hard of a conversation. I think as long as you bring it up respectfully, I think you'll be all right.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Wish you luck.
Yeah, best of luck to you, and congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kelly and Wood have this in seconds.
Golly, weddings are stressful, man. Like, unnecessarily stressful.
She didn't give a damn what we thought.
It's time for Happy Hour, focusing on the good news with Kelly and Woods.
I got great news for you.
Now, this comes to us from Japan, and I guess they had, not Japan, I'm sorry, China. They had some really bad rainstorms over there, and they kind of have like, I don't know what you would call it, like, I guess like drainage areas that can flood immediately.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what you would call that. Drainage areas?
Well, yeah, I'm guessing, so like in like Las Vegas, when they get any sort of rain, they have like these canals almost that
that's
they build.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Underneath the city to, because it is the desert, there's nowhere for it to go, so it has to run somewhere.
So this happened in China, and a man was standing there. A lot of people were taking videos on the side because they hadn't seen this in a while. And a man noticed that a young girl was struggling to swim in a freshly formed canal.
Ugh.
And you can imagine the water is rushing like crazy because that's what they're designed to do, is get the move the water out of there. Mm-hmm. Well, this man, without even hesitating, this is the part. Not only is it amazing that he jumped into rushing water to save this young girl, he jumped off a 26-foot bridge to do it. That's a plummet, dude.
Oh, 26. For a second, I thought you meant 26 stories. It's like, my goodness. But it's still 26 feet. That's almost three stories.
Right. That's a fall, dude.
Yeah.
So he jumps off this bridge without even thinking twice. And there's a lot of video of it, but the video is just people screaming and hooting and hollering. Yeah. So
cannonball.
Doesn't really add to the story at all. But this guy jumps off a 26-foot bridge, grabs the girl, and swims her to shore and gets her out of the water and saves her life.
Jeez.
Before authorities even showed up. Like, he thought so quick. Like, no one even had the chance to call authorities yet to save this young girl. But he jumped in and did it all on his own.
Mm.
Which is just amazing to me that, like, there used to be a train bridge that we would jump off of into the Mississippi River, and I think that thing was maybe 15 feet above the water, maybe 20, and that was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It was stupid for us to do it, really, but.
There was a part where this lake we used to go to when we were in high school and stuff, and it was, like, Highway 75, and it went over Lake Altoona. And our buddy, Jason French, he was like, think I can jump off that? So we obviously dared him.
Yeah, of course you can.
And he went up there, he jumped off, and he hit the water. He hit the water so hard, his shorts shredded. And then he had to get back in the boat.
How far of a fall was it?
I mean, it was probably, I'm guessing it was like 30, 40 feet up.
That's a poke, man.
But like he hit he did like a pencil. And it ripped his shorts. Joke was on us. I mean, he had to ride back butt naked next to us on the boat.
But. Sit on my lap. I'll tell you, there was a kid, and I think I was maybe 15 when we were jumping off this train bridge over the Mississippi, and a kid, he must have been like 21 at the time or something, went up and jumped off the trussing on top of the bridge.
Oh.
That had to be a 60-foot fall from up there.
By the way, if you're a youngster listening to this, do not do this.
No, this is stupid. My cousin actually called me and was like, hey, you got to stop jumping off that train bridge. He's like, you know that there's like stuff floating right under the surface in the Mississippi?
Yeah, what if it's a log?
Right. He's like, this is, like, he was like, he never once called me to give me advice in my entire life. But when he heard I was jumping off a train bridge, he was like, dummy, you're going to die doing this. Or you could get sucked under by the current. So I never went back and did it again.
Google a place that's got a real high diving board if you really want to jump off stuff.
Yeah.
Go do it there.
Do it the right way.
And plus, you won't have your swim trunks rip off you like Superman's cape.
You know what? Can I tell you another quick story? My cousin bought prank swim trunks for all... You know my cousin Dana?
Yeah.
She brought prank swim trunks for her brothers and her cousin to wear when they all went out tubing, and they dissolved while they were wearing them.
Ooh.
So it's these prank swimsuits you can buy online, and they dissolve when they get wet.
So
that is kind of weird now saying that out loud.
Ah, joke's on you.
It gets a little fast and loose up at the cabin when we go up there.
My eyes.
But what? This is a great story.
Yes.
This gentleman jumped 26 feet down to save a young lady who was in trouble.
Love seeing that.
And that's an amazing story. And we'll do these every single day, man. And we'll leave the gross stuff out of it next time.
Please.
Because thanks to Audio Video Extremes, this was your happy hour.
Kelly and Wood.
All right, we want to send you to go to a Vikings game. And all you have to do is guess, will I know the answer to this football question or not?
That's right. All thanks to Pepsi. We could be getting you in.
And we got Stacy on the phone right now. Stacy, what's up? What are you doing?
Working.
Okay.
Makes sense. Nice. Have you been to a Minnesota Vikings game?
It's been a long time.
All right.
Let's get you in.
Time to rekindle that love affair.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to ask Kelly Jordan a football question. You just have to decide whether or not he's going to get it right or wrong. Kelly Jordan, everybody knows Adrian Peterson is the leading rusher in Minnesota Vikings history.
I knew that.
Who is second on that list? Now, Stacy, will Kelly Jordan get that question right or will he get it wrong?
Oh, boy. I don't think he will.
No faith in the kid.
All right.
Kelly Jordan, who is the second all-time leading rusher in Minnesota Vikings history?
Can I just give you the last name? I think I know maybe the last name.
Okay.
Was it, and don't laugh, Brian Riley, if I get this wrong, was it Carter? Was it Chris Carter? What's that even?
Chris Carter is...
Was he a Viking? Did he even play that position?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Wide receiver. He's not a running back.
Okay. Dang it. But I remember him scoring a lot of touchdowns.
Again, wide receiver score a lot of touchdowns. Stacey, you've never been safer. Of course, that is incorrect.
Who is it?
Ohio State Buckeye, Robert Smith.
I never would have got that.
Number two on the list. Well, his misfortune is your gain, Stacey, as you are now qualified to go see the Vikings take on the 49ers. And, of course, you also qualified for that sweet package, which gets you down on the field as good as it gets. All thanks to Pepsi.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly.
Hey, if my embarrassment can lead to you going to a Vikings game, then it was all worth it.
Awesome.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. And I mean no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
So at first I read a statistic that said in China there are 90,000 people over the age of 100 right now. And that got me thinking, well, how many in America are over the age of 100? In the United States of America are over 100 years old. Well, we have 89,739 people over 100 years old, right?
But they got like a billion people.
Right. So we're doing better than they are. Now, here's where it got interesting. How many people living in the United States right now are over 105 years old? 10,000 or 10, just 10?
10,000.
10,000, you're right.
Yes!
10,946 people in the United States are over 105 years old.
10 would have been a stupid guess.
Which is crazy to me, though, because if I live to 105, which I won't, I've treated my body like an amusement park ride. There's no way I'm living that old, but I wouldn't even be close to halfway done with my life yet.
Right. Well, they say the first person that will live to be 150 years old is alive right now.
Right. Which makes sense because we are getting older. Now, here's the next one, guys. How many people living in the United States right now are over 110 years old?
10.
Brian Riley, what's your guess?
6.
No. There's 3 to 450 approximately because the records weren't so good back then, so they're not 100% sure. But there's 3 to 450 people living in the United States right now that are over 110 years old. Okay. That's bonkers, man. I don't want to make it that far. Not unless I can feel like I feel today. That's right. The only way I want to make it to 110.
That's what I was going to say. If 150, someone's going to eventually live to 150,
yeah,
that means we're not going to start looking old until 80.
Well, dude, what's the retirement age then? 130?
Right now, I feel like I'm on that pace.
Yeah. None of us are retiring in this room.
Well, but the deal about it is, like, obviously medicine will have to start pushing things out. And yeah. I mean, but you go back and look of 20 years ago, like, how far we've come in medicine and things absolutely. Like that.
What was it? I mean, go back 100 years ago, what was the life expectancy? 45? I mean, it was, like, nothing.
So, I mean, you can see. But at the end of the day, I don't know if we're meant to be going that much older.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm just talking like genetics and like the good Lord made us to be.
Right.
Guys, he probably turns back. He's like, wow. It's like when they used to like drag like those guys out of like the Burmese jungle or something. Like, oh, no, this guy's like 127. I'm like, no. I don't think so. And he ended up even like, you know, like 19. He just smoked his entire life.
He's been the sun. He's been living on the equator for his entire life.
No, I was born with Stevie Wonder. I'm like, whoa.
Now, maybe you didn't find this one interesting. I actually really did. I didn't know there was that many people over the age of 110. I thought there was like maybe three people that old in the United. And that's just the United States.
Now, does Good Morning America still give you a shout out if you get to 100?
I think they do, yeah. Okay. Smucker's, wasn't it Smucker's Jelly?
Something like that, yeah.
Would give you the old shout out.
Do you remember Jack LaLanne? He had that power juicer.
Yeah.
That dude looked, he was like, oh, I'm 95. I was like, you look 55.
Dude, Chuck Norris is like in his mid-80s, and the dude looks like he's 40.
But the thing is, they all work out.
Yeah.
We don't work out.
No.
Because
I want to die. Not soon, but I take that back.
Woo!
I don't want to make it to 110, so I'm not getting to the gym.
If I was ripped up like Chuck Norris, I could stick around.
True. All right, we got to get out of this. We're running out of time, but I found this one interesting. If you didn't, ain't nothing I can do about it today, but we'll give it another shot tomorrow. And I know that sometimes with these.
Maybe it's a thing. Kelly and Wood.
All right, we have them for you right now. Your first shot at WeFest 2024 tickets. It's a big deal, man. These are 3-day passes that we're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
And what a fun thing to think about next summer already as we head into fall. But we got Taylor on the phone who's ready to play. We're going to do 3 and 5. Taylor, are you there?
Yes.
All right. We're going to play a round of 3 and 5 today for your first shot at WeFest 2024 tickets.
Okay.
Now, Taylor, do you consider yourself a drinker?
No.
Ooh, all right. But hey, you know what? Keep your head up, Taylor, because you're still in this fight, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you 5 seconds, Taylor. You got to give me 3 answers, all right?
Okay.
In 5 seconds, Taylor, to go to WeFest, 3-day passes, give me 3 types of vodka. Yes.
Grey Goose, Absolute, and Kettle One.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first winner of WeFest 2024 tickets!
Wait a second, I thought you said you weren't a drinker!
Well, I bartended for a while.
Okay.
The old zig when we zag.
A little unfair advantage on that one, but that's fantastic. So you did it, Taylor. Now, these are 3-day passes to go to WeFest next summer, okay?
Okay.
Now, Taylor, are you ready to find out who you're going to go see?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay, Wood, we got to get this right. This is important.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to start off with some of the opening acts here, right? How about Warren Zeiders? He's going to be there. Bellamy Brothers going to be there. Co Wetzel will be there. Trace Atkins will be there.
Love it.
Of course, we're talking about WeFest 2024 going down August 1st through the 3rd. Lone Star will be there.
Nice. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. Love Lone Star, man.
Now, this artist, I may be the most excited about. I absolutely love her. L. King will be there. What do you want from me? I'm not
American. Oh, man, that's going to be hype. So beat the
drum. I'm going to tell you, if she plays that, I'm going to be on stage. Just period, point blank.
You going to throw your underwear on stage?
You betcha. Also, Carly Pierce will be there.
Nice. Hey, next girl, you don't know me. I'm just the
one he says went crazy on him. That's a hell of a lineup right there, right?
That is a good lineup already, Wood.
Now, let's get to the headliners. How about, dude, about as hot as artist as there is on the planet Earth, Jelly Roll. I only talk to God when I need a favor.
And I only pray when I... Man, that is a huge get for WeFest.
He is going to be phenomenal. Also, following him up will be Parker McCollum. What does that say about me? I could do you like I did. Then I could break an angel's wings. What does that say? Now, of course, you know WeFest was going to go big for the third and final headliner. And that is the one, the only, Eric Church. That was a cold one. I never
will get back. Did she have to leave? Did she have to leave? You and I saw Eric Church once already together.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought, man, that's a dude who leaves it all on the stage, man. It's just like so much energy. Just, oh, man.
And I'm telling you, you want to talk about somebody who's got hits?
Yeah.
And you're right, man. It's not like, all right, let's just play a couple songs and let's get the hell out of here. He will absolutely leave it all on stage. Of course, that is your WeFest lineup for 2024, August 1st through the 3rd. Tickets and information at WeFest.com. If you would like a passcode, by the way, maybe save yourself a little bit of money, because tickets aren't going to get any cheaper than they are right now.
Right at this very moment.
Text in Wood. What's that passcode? I'll get you hooked up, and you could be going to WeFest. And, of course, you could always win them with us here in the mornings with Kelly and Wood.
Making you feel better about yourself every morning. It's time to get trashy with Kelly and Wood.
Wood will now give us a story with some trashy elements to it. We're going to give it a trashy score, and then we're going to put it on the trashy scale in the Trash Flash.
We're headed to
Florida.
Yes. But that's where we are hanging out at a bar restaurant when a couple gets into an argument. They start yelling and screaming at one another and decide, you know what, guys? Get out. They got kicked out, and sure enough, they left.
That's trashy right out the gate.
Right, but that wouldn't be enough to be on the Trash Flash if that was the end of our story. Well, that's when the two apparently left in the Jaguar XE sedan. And headed home. But a little bit later on, authorities got a phone call saying, hey, you've got to get over here. That's because there's a Jaguar XE sedan on fire. Sure enough, when authorities and first responders got there, the car was ablaze. And the authorities began doing a little bit of an investigation. That's when they found a nearby Ring doorbell camera that caught the boyfriend setting the car on fire. Okay. Now, they went up to the homeowner and the woman who owned the car and said, hey, we got to get this all figured out. She says, oh, okay, well, here's the deal. No, he didn't set it on fire. It caught on fire on my way home. And then when I went inside, I came back out and it was still on fire.
Just kept driving it.
So, you know, no big deal. You don't have to arrest him. Well, yeah. Authorities, believe it or not, weren't buying that. So they continued on their investigation. This incident actually took place months ago. But on Monday, she walked in the police department and said, all right, it's time to come clean. That's what she said. No, he had been threatening me, told me if I reported him, he was going to do major damage. So can you please arrest my cousin?
Oh,
that's right. Not only was he her boyfriend, they're also first cousins. Yeah, come on.
Okay.
That's what authorities said.
Can we just get to 1,000 right now?
And issued the arrest warrant for Mr. Melvin Cintron. And sure enough, authorities were able to quickly pick him up and place him under arrest, where he is now facing arson charges, amongst others.
This is in Florida, you said?
Oh, yeah. But, roll tide.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's in jail.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Let's give this one a score, shall we?
Come on.
Fighting in a restaurant in public is trashy. I'm sorry. It just is. I've done it before, and I feel stupid every time.
As someone who has been asked to leave an establishment.
It's trashy.
It's not good.
No, I'm going to give that 175 points right out the gate.
All right.
Setting your Jaguar on fire.
Jaguar.
When you get home, it's trashy.
Oh, yeah.
200 points, trashy right there. Denying it when you're caught on a Ring doorbell camera.
Mm-hmm.
Trashy.
Seems it.
Yeah, I'll just give an extra 125 for that. Going into the police department, 3 months later, did you say?
Yep.
To say, this is actually what happened? Mm-hmm. That's trashy.
Seems it.
175 points right there. He was arrested. That's 75. I'm on purpose leaving something out to the very end here. I want to clean the spindle before we get to the mother load.
All right.
Is that that's it for
that
the non-family related crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my boyfriend and my cousin. Now, normally, we don't score above 200 points in the Trash Flash.
But sometimes.
I think we give points for... I want to give it 300 points if that's cool with you.
Points are the points.
We've never given out 300 points for a single event ever in the Trash Flash.
And I trust you with the points every morning.
But that's my cousin. That's my boyfriend. Come arrest him.
Was that two guys? Nope.
We only saw one on the video. Where was the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Same guy, guys.
I'm arresting you too.
she needs to be put behind bars.
You got to go too.
Now, I thought we'd get a higher score than this one, but did we crack 1,000? Well, absolutely we did. Hey! And when we crack 1,000 points, it's a celebration. Cue the intern house band.
If it had been for Cat and I, Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come
from?
Can
you hear it?
Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
Yes, we don't crack 1,000 points often, but man, it is a celebration. We bring in the intern house band every time we do, and today we knew it was going to happen.
Come on.
That's my cousin boyfriend. Sent it over the top, and today the family affair earns itself a respectable, a whopping 1,050 points.
Tarashay.
Kelly and Wood.
Welcome to our bonus track. We tack it on the end of the podcast. It's our first break of the day. We talked about you turning your back on your family.
I was in the pain bag this morning.
It was. And that was a few hours ago. You've had time to deal with it.
It's still fresh, though.
We also talked about, is this the end for the bluegill, my 1975 StarCraft boat?
Rest in peace.
Is it finally going to be put out to pasture?
Thoughts and prayers.
We talked about that, too. In our first break of the day, we call it our bonus track.
Kelly and Wood.
I bet you're happy you didn't get that Super Bowl tattoo now.
You can go to hell.
I was waiting all morning to say that to you. Come on, man.
No.
Come on, Wood.
This show needs to be over.
Done. Your team did not win last night, but you have to find a way to muddle through.
No.
No?
No.
All right, well, we can shut her down. We can do the most music in the mornings.
No.
Probably improve our ratings a little bit.
Fine. Well, we've already had dead air this morning.
That was your fault.
No, it was not.
You distracted me with your tears, with your crocodile tears over your Browns losing yesterday. You know what? I actually watched about 3/4 of that game yesterday in your honor. And I went to bed when it was 22-19, and I thought, you know what? Wood's going to be in a good mood tomorrow because it looks like these guys got it.
Yeah, then we fart all down our leg. I can't even say what I want to say.
Well, okay. We can get the show started.
No. You spit in my face like that to start the show.
I'm not spitting in your face. And then you said somebody got hurt really bad yesterday, so I don't want to make jokes.
Honestly, I'm more upset about that than I am the losing the game.
Okay.
That is the NFL. You're going to lose games.
Because you're used to losing.
All right. I swear to God, you're about to catch hands. You're about to catch hands in this studio today.
As a person who doesn't care at all about sports, this is my time to shine.
Well, I'm glad you're having a blast. Because I'm about to commit assault in this studio. But no, if you missed the game last night, Nick Chubb suffered a horrific knee injury.
Was it? So you said it was season ending.
Oh, yeah.
Is it career ending?
No. I mean, he had a gruesome knee injury in college.
Okay.
That he came back from. This one's going to be tough, too. I mean, but it is. It's weird. Like, the more you watch football, you're able to tell as a fan,
yeah,
right away when it's a serious injury.
Okay.
The players react differently.
Right.
Like if you see a bunch of guys start hitting knees real quick, you know it's not good.
Right.
And the player themselves, you know. Like when I tore, now again, I'm not Nick Chubb.
Right.
But when I tore my ACL, I knew right away.
Yeah.
You hear it.
Oh, that's so crazy. You were at like a rock and roll concert too, weren't you?
I was like 10 rows back at a rock concert.
Pop.
Two guys go flying into the side of my knee.
Oof.
And you just hear a pop.
Ugh.
And so, like, when they showed Nick Chubb and he was down right away, you knew it was bad. And then when they showed the replay in the stadium,
yeah,
you heard the entire
crowd. You can hear the crowd.
Oh!
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully ESPN didn't show it. It's all over social media. It's terrible. And it sucks because you're talking about a person who, and this is like why football is such a weird, violent game, right?
Yeah.
Because here's a guy paid millions of dollars, literally has his leg bent the wrong way, lays on the ground. They drive a cart out, load him into it, drive it off, blow the whistle, let's go.
Game on, yeah.
And it's pretty wild to think about, like, holy cow, this guy literally just had, and it's, according to the early reports, it's multiple ligaments. He had to go straight to the hospital to make sure he didn't have any sort of nerve damage or like the artery in his knee didn't tear.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, and that's what sucks for me because look, I don't care if my team is filled with good guys or bad guys.
Right.
Right. I just want my team to win
off the field.
I want my team to win football games. That's what it is. it's a huge bonus when your team has good dudes.
I know what you're saying.
And some of these guys in the NFL are few, far, and in between. Nick Chubb is one of those guys who is just a great, great... Every single person loves a dude. And I don't know if you're on, you know, X or Twitter, whatever it is, and if you're in a, you know, a very sports everything. It was amazing to see how many NFL players jumped on there last night and just saying, like, oh, my God, praying for you, all this stuff. It was... It sucks. And whenever it gets up this morning...
Yeah, your son...
He's going to be really hurt, dude, because he loves Nick Chubb. When he went to bed, Nick Chubb was killing it, playing great.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb is on his fantasy team. He's got the jersey, and it's going to bum him out.
Yeah.
And that's the downside of putting so much and investing so much into sports, because sometimes she'll punch you right in the heart.
For whom the bell tolls.
And last night was one of those days, man.
I was really expecting to have a great day. I won't play it now, but I was expecting to play the Browns song this morning for you.
No.
But I know that would be...
the wound's still too fresh.
Well,
usually this is like a... I'm going to get like a Sunday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Like if the Browns play at noon... This is where I'm at usually, right?
Okay.
I'm coming back. All right.
All right.
We're realizing, Tennessee.
You're realizing that life goes on. Now, will you win in Tennessee?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to go 16-1 and still win the Super Bowl, but still, it's the day stuff. You bounce back. So
I will tell you, though, I was really rooting for the Browns.
Good.
I was like, I want Wood to be in a good mood tomorrow. Let's put some positive vibes out there. And by the way, it was on regular TV.
Oh, yeah. That one was on ABC. The other game was on ESPN.
Okay.
There were two Monday Night Football games last night.
Oh, there was? Okay.
And they kept going to split screen for some stupid reason.
All right. Well, should we get the show going, bro?
And then I ruined my family with another sports thing yesterday.
So should we play James Brown and get into that?
All right. Shake it off.
Maybe your team would win in less gravity.
I swear to God, Kelly Jordan, this is the closest I've ever come to putting hands on you.
You have put hands on me before.
I know, but this is how close I am to doing it again.
Not in a violent way, though. In a gentle way.
This one's about to be... No. All right. That's worse. Don't you ever do this, sir.
So wait, what'd you do now? You ruined another family event over sports?
No. All right. Now, I love my family. Extended and close.
Yes, I would hope so.
And again, I know this is getting a little sportsy this morning, but obviously... I'm a massive Ohio State fan.
I mean, we can hold on to this if you want to wait.
No, you wanted it. Let's get it out. And I'm a massive Ohio State fan, right? You know this. I love it. It has died through. And I have told you the importance of the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry.
I don't even joke around about that. I'll joke around about the Browns, but not that rivalry.
Spit on Michigan. The butt crack of the United States. Right?
Mackinac Island is pretty cool.
It sucks.
No, you've never been to Mackinac Island. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it. Someone who's been to Mackinac Island wouldn't say that.
So, my cousin, her kids are phenomenally talented, right? And they play lacrosse. They live in New York.
Okay.
Not New York City, but like the state of New York. Now, if you don't know, the New England area, like that whole upper Midwest or what is it? The Northeast.
Yeah.
Is massive. Like, lacrosse is a massive sport.
I did not know that.
Huge. And her son got a college scholarship, and I think he went to James Madison.
Oh, cool.
To play lacrosse. Her daughter yesterday accepted a scholarship to the University of Michigan.
Oh, no.
To play lacrosse. And now here's the thing. My family, very excited. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's an incredible achievement.
Oh, it's amazing. You know it's amazing.
She is going to get a good education in that butt crack state.
The best education they can offer.
And, you know, it's a good school academically and all that stuff. That's fine. And all of a sudden, my family, who, I mean, we're talking about people who know, are putting all like this Go Blue stuff on there and everything. Now, I put in the comments. I said, look, I am very excited. And I don't even know what she would be. What is my cousin's daughter to me? Is that second cousin?
I think that's second cousin, yeah.
Fine. I said I am very excited for my second cousin, Bryn. All right?
Yes.
Very excited for her.
Should be.
I ain't liking a post that says Go Blue. I'm not going to do it. And so my mom on the phone last night was like, oh, did you see Bryn? And I'm like, that's great. Why'd she go there? Well, you should like her post. No, I'm not going to do it. I refuse.
Wow.
And when Ohio State plays Michigan...
Spit in your own family's face like that over football, sir.
I want her to do great in the matchup, but I don't want them to win.
What about when Michigan takes on the Ohio State in lacrosse?
Exactly. I'm rooting for... I root for Ohio State. When my cousin played football for Wisconsin.
Yes.
I went to the Ohio State-Wisconsin game, sat in Wisconsin family section, and rooted for Ohio State.
Oh, that's a bold move, man.
Oh, yeah. I flicked off Brooke Bollinger's mom. I don't care.
I don't know what that sentence means.
He was a quarterback for the...
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting into it, and that's fine. And if I have to turn my back on my family at this point in time, I will.
Wow. What would Tony Soprano say?
You made the choice. You went to the other side. If I were a vegan, this was you bringing a massive steak into my house and eating it right in my face.
Now, you didn't go to the Ohio State.
No.
You didn't attend classes there.
No.
Just a fan of their football team.
No, I was born.
Of the sports program.
I was born in the greatest state. Great. By the grace of God, I'm a Buckeye.
No one has ever said Ohio is the greatest state.
It's like you want to get beaten up today. You know, this is why you're 0-7 in fights. You keep pushing people, they punch you in the neck, and you had it coming, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, this is going to be a fun day. You're getting taken to task on the text, too, man.
Well, I'm using very vulgar language back to people.
Brian from Grand Forks, who doesn't live in Grand Forks anymore, said, "Oofta, you are salty."
Mm-hmm.
He said he's a Bears fan, though. He gets it.
I'm a little fired up, but that's okay.
Are the Bears not good either? Just like the Browns?
No, they're not good.
Okay.
But that, you know what? That's right. That just means we're...
Die hard.
Yeah, it's dyed in the wool, baby.
Well, Wood, I am sorry that your team's lost, and I'm sorry that your second cousin didn't take your feelings into consideration before picking a college.
I mean, you can go wherever you want, but I ain't liking that post. It's over my dead body. I'll deactivate my account. But I am honestly, God, I am very proud
of... How cool is that, dude?
Yeah.
That's why I keep telling my daughter to stick with marching band. I'm like, you could maybe get a scholarship out of this.
Yeah, Ohio State, I think, is one of the few schools in the country that offer scholarships to band.
We got Kelly and Wood. Wood is in mourning this morning because, his Browns lost.
That's all right. Shake it off. We're on to Tennessee now. We're on to Tennessee.
And you're not actually on the team, so your life isn't actually affected in any way, shape, or form by this loss.
No, I care more than some of those bums. Let's not get started.
Hey, speaking of being in mourning, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you're aware of the bluegill.
That's right, your boat.
The bluegill is a boat I inherited from my father. Well, I didn't really inherit it. When my dad passed away, I just went and grabbed it because no one else wanted it.
You stole it from his estate.
No, yeah. Anyway.
In the eyes of the great state of Minnesota, I believe it is still
his boat. Because every time I renew the license for it, I just do it under his social security number. Because we don't have a title for it.
Yeah.
It's... Whatever, Wood.
Between that and him probably voting in the last election, he's doing a pretty good job.
Either way. So, yeah, I mean, you know what? It's fine.
He's not dead. He voted and he's got a boat.
The state is still getting their money. That's all they care about. The DNR gets their money. I get to take the boat out on the water.
There you go.
When it's running.
A victimless crime, if you will.
Now, the boat had a serious motor malfunction the last time I was out.
Caught fire.
No.
No, that was two times.
That was two times ago. This last time, it sounded, I don't know what it sounded like. It was like, tink, 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 tink.
Doesn't sound good.
No. And I was like, oh, gosh. So luckily, because I know the boat's history, I always have a trolling motor on the boat because I'm like, all right, at least I have some way to get back to safety.
That was a sweet voyage.
It was. Now, today is the final day that I decide if it's time to get rid of this 1975 StarCraft.
Mm-hmm.
Because my cousin Steven's going to come over, and he's one of these guys who can fix anything.
A mechanically inclined person.
Yeah, he's got the knack. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm literally, when my cousin comes over, I'm hold the flashlight guy. I'm demoted back to hold the flashlight.
A job well suited for.
Right. Grab me a beer, hold the flashlight.
On it.
I can do that. So if he comes over today and says this motor is toast, then that's it for the bluegill. The 1975 StarCraft 16-foot bluegill, it's going out to pasture. I'm done with it if the motor's toast. I'm not dropping $5,000 on a new motor for a boat that's worth about $150.
I was about to say, you could just buy a new motor.
I might as well buy a new boat then. A new motor is like $5,000. You can get a decent used boat for like $6,500.
So what will you do with the bluegill?
I don't know. We've said this. I would love to sink it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to sink it in Lake Beltane because that is the lake that means the most to me in my life.
A Viking funeral, if you will.
But that lake is so pure and clean, I wouldn't want to put the dirty old bluegill at the bottom of it.
And plus, I'm pretty sure that's probably against some sort of...
I'm sure it's illegal as hell.
Federal regulation or something.
You can't just be sinking boats.
And from what I can tell, again, I am not a woodsman. I'm not an outdoorsman.
Yes.
The DNR don't play.
No, hell no.
The very few limited interactions I've had with the DNR...
Yeah.
they're borderline Gestapo.
Well, they have like all the jurisdiction in the world to literally do anything.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like they can get you for any kind of crime. And good. Like I nobody loves our lakes and streams more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people probably do, but
I was about to say.
With the amount of oil I've leaked into them out of that stupid bluegill.
Says the guy who just wanted to sink a crap boat to the bottom of the lake, but go on.
But this is it, dude. Today is the final day. Like, if you've listened to the show for a while, this may be the last time you ever hear about the bluegill.
Now, let's get theoretical
and
the
people
here.
People say hooray.
Yeah. Let's get theoretical for a moment. Let's say it's toes up for this thing.
Right.
What will you keep outside of the $675 worth of speakers on this boat?
The speakers are it's about $3,000 worth of speakers in there. That's all
solid.
That's all coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'll maybe keep, I don't know, because my dad didn't really, maybe like I'd keep like the little light from the front or something like that. Just something small.
Right. Now, was it bluegill like painted on it?
No, that was just like a nickname that it had.
Oh, okay. So you never christened the actual
boat? I did, yeah. I went and got I had a big old sticker made for it, like an all-weather sticker made for the back. And I'll keep the flag that says Bluegill.
Okay.
From the port of...
So there are a few things.
Port of Gill, I think it says. I don't know what it says, but either way. But it's just time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep a few things. And you know what the great thing about memories are? You get to take them with you.
Now, let's go trust tree here for a moment.
Yes.
Are you rooting for this thing to work? Or do you want a new boat?
Can I be honest with you? I want it to go away.
Okay.
I don't want it anymore. My family won't go out. Even my son, who was beginning to love going out on the boat, when he saw that electrical fire start last year, that was it. He didn't want to go out anymore, which I don't blame
him. Toughen up, kid. Come on.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to go get set on fire in the middle of a lake either.
Are you a true seaman if you haven't abandoned a ship once or twice?
Can I tell you something? When I saw that smoke pouring out from under the dash, I thought, here we go. The bluegill is done.
Wow. So you were rooting for its demise.
Right.
Mm.
And then I was like, but I have a fire extinguisher, so technically I should try and put this fire out. But what if I just let it burn, baby, burn?
Well, then again, you could just abandon ship. And then if they do look up the, you know, identification of the boat, they're chasing a dead man. So you could walk away scot-free on this.
So either way, today's the deciding factor. And I'm kind of hoping it doesn't run.
All right.
I want something nice.
If I know A, your life, and B, that boat, it's going to turn right over instantly.
It will. Yeah. The second I hook it up to the hose, and I'm like, dang it.
There was like a muskrat in there that had just like chewed through and is now decomposed, and you're good to go.
Either way. So I'll have a full update for you tomorrow because I'm sure everybody loves hot boat talk.
People are texting in, rest in peace, bluegill.
Yep.
Come on. All right. So come on, Misty. Have a little faith in the gill. I think it will rise again.
We'll see.
Just because it'll make you ask.
I know. I'll be like, dang it. I just have one thing go my way.
Jason texts in, hey, Kelly, with the neighborhood you live in, you might as well just put it in your yard. Not wrong with that.
Well, you know what? There's plenty of people with boats just sitting in their yard in my neighborhood. That's
Why don't
true.
You put it in the backyard next to your neighbor's
cabin?
Chateau.
Did I tell you the city called me back about it? All right, I'm talking too much. I'm all over the map here.
So what's the latest with the chateau?
The city called me back, and they said, yeah, they're not allowed to have that in their backyard. So
there you go.
He said, but... So if you don't know, my neighbors, who I don't like using the word hate. I'm a Christian. I don't like saying I hate people. But I hate these people.
Yeah, I was about to say but.
Like with the fiery flames of hell, I hate these people so much. And so they put a gigantic cabin in their backyard. Just dropped it in fully assembled off the back of a flatbed.
By the way, you can go to the Killingwood Instagram page. A picture of it is on there. And that bad boy is, that's a big one.
That's a $20,000 shed, man.
Minimum. Anyway,
the city called me and they're like, yeah, they can't have that back there.
But the wheels of justice grind slow.
But they're like, they're not just going to take that thing out of their backyard.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry, I'm boring now. Because
I don't know what you would do. I don't know if you would resell that.
I don't know what you would do.
And then you've got to move it?
I'd buy a lake property and throw it on there and have an instant cabin.
I'd probably just burn it to the ground, but that's just me. That's how I roll.
I'm sorry, Wood. I am just boring the hell out of everyone right
Nonsense.
Now.
Dean texts in by the way, if your boat is aluminum, bring it to Midway for some cash. Recycle that thing.
She's fiberglass.
Oh, good luck with that. Even you burn it, that thing couldn't burn.
I think fiberglass burns.
Does it?
We almost found out.
That can't be good for your lungs.
No, hell no, dude. It's like smoking a million menthol cigarettes.
Morgan texts in, hey, the boat saga and the neighborhood saga all in one morning. We're lucky. You're not wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm boring.
No,
I
you're
apologize.
Not. Stop.
All right, let's move on to something that everyone can enjoy, shall we?
Such as?
History. It was on this day, Wood, all the way back in 1991.
Ah. Hello? Who is this?
I'm Bart Simpson.
I'm Michael Jackson.
The Michael Jackson? No way.
It's true. I'm with your father in a mental institution.
Uh-huh. And is Elvis with you?
He could be. It's a big hospital.
Michael Jackson was a guest voice on The Simpsons. He played a patient at a mental hospital where Homer Simpson was, and that is the only episode you cannot get on Disney Plus.
Why?
Because of Michael Jackson. They just decided to pull it. Plus, I think there was some, they had a, so Michael Jackson did the lines in the show, but he didn't sing the song in the show, so I think there was some lawsuit, and then when there was just all kinds of stuff, they were just like, you know what, let's just pull it.
Because he's a pervert.
That's
wild, man. They go after everybody. I mean, they're not as, you know, over the top going after people as like South Park.
No.
But still, that's kind of weird, man. To me, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. They just pulled it. So that's one episode you can't see. It wasn't that good of an episode anyway. It was from season one. Season one was kind of meh. So
it's wild to me to see how like South Park has evolved, right?
Yeah.
As a show, talking about just going after literally anyone and everyone. They're almost like the Hollywood police, if you will.
Well, the difference is South Park is still funny. The Simpsons hasn't been funny since season 12.
I don't know if I've
And they're on like season 34 now.
I probably haven't watched a longer than a 4-minute clip of The Simpsons in 20 years.
Yeah, that's well because it hasn't been funny in 20 years. It was on this day in 1999. Known as the Dixie Chicks, they debuted at number one and become, check this out, the first country group to have a top Billboard, to hit the top Billboard album charts, not just the country charts. They were the first ones to do it.
Dang.
Oh my gosh, when I was in high school, everyone just loved that song.
Well, that song was just
that was a monster
everywhere.
Right there. I'd say that probably put them on the map with a lot of, I don't even know if I knew they existed before that.
That was definitely a huge crossover. I mean, that was on MTV, things like that.
It was on this day in 2010. You say you don't remember this, but this was a big deal to me.
Oil stopped flowing into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday after BP engineers shut down the last of three valves on a giant containment cap.
The Deepwater Horizon oil spill was finally contained on this day back in 2010.
Didn't Marky Mark make a movie about that?
He did, yep. That thing dumped over 134 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Seems like a lot.
That's 134 million gallons, which I think that's a lie, because if you ever saw footage of that thing spewing oil, that thing was spewing like a gallon a second. I mean, it was insane.
Put that in my truck, please. Come on. Daddy needs it.
I don't think you can take it right from the pipe and put it in. I think it's got to go through a little refining process.
Whatever. I'd grab one of them birds, just like squeegee it right into my gas tank.
Oh, you're putting oil in your gas then?
I have to, man. It's $4. Come on.
All right. Let's do some birthdays real quick. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Having a birthday today. Country star Chase Rice celebrating a birthday today.
I like that song, by the way. He's
a good one.
I'm going to say he's on the younger side. I'm going to say he's like 37 today.
Hey,
all right.
He's the ripe old age of 39 today.
Come on, need a hot start here.
Also celebrating a birthday today.
I heard that you had a burglary.
I didn't. I did not. No.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, it's
piece
weird.
Of paper. Yeah, maybe this is the next guest. Not.
Well, the reason I use that clip, too, is that's the episode where they say that Jimmy Fallon lost it on his staff.
Mm.
But it is Jimmy Fallon's birthday today.
Oh, okay. Boy. Jimmy Fallon's weird to me. I have no idea how old that guy is.
Right.
He another one of these.
Because he kind of acts like a child, but he looks a little. Yeah, I get it.
And he looks the same as he did when he was on Saturday Night Live.
A little bit.
But so I'm 53.
Oh, you're way high on that one. He's got to stop drinking. He's only 49.
Okay, I was actually going a lot higher than I thought. So
yeah.
49's even higher than he looks.
That seems about right, though.
Okay.
He's been around a long time. And then also celebrating a birthday today. Whoops. She's in love. The queen of country music, Trisha Yearwood.
Now, she can cook.
Oh, I was just about to say, you watch her cooking shows, man, it'll make you hungry instantly.
Well, look, I've bounced around the country a little bit, but there is something about Southern cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, you know what that something is?
butter.
It's about a stick of butter and everything they make. Yep. God love them. And boy, Trisha here, well, she's got to be like 59 today.
Oh, you're right on the nose with that one, man. There you go.
Come on.
I knew you could do it.
Got a rally.
And of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well.